Hello, Huckleberry.
Hello yourself and see how you like it.
What's that you got?
Dead cat.
Let me see him, Huck.
My,
he's pretty stiff. Where'd you get him?
Bought him off my boy.
What did you give?
I give a blue ticket and a bladder that I got at the slaughterhouse.
Where'd you get the blue ticket?
Bought it off from Ben Rogers 2 weeks ago for a hoop stick.
Say, what is dead cats good for, Huck?
Good for? Cure warts with.
No, is that so? I know something that's better.
I bet you don't. What is it?
Why, spunk water.
Spunk water? I wouldn't give a dern for spunk water.
You wouldn't, would you? Did you ever try it?
No, I ain't, but Bob Tanner did.
Who told you so?
Why, he told Jeff Thatcher, and Jeff told Johnny Baker, and Johnny told Jim Hollis, and Jim told Ben Rogers, and Ben told a nigger, and the nigger told me. There now.
Well, what of it? They all lie. Leastways, all but the nigger. I don't know him. But I never see a nigger that wouldn't lie.
Shucks.
Now you tell me how Bob Tanner done it, Huck.
Why, he took and dipped his hand in a rotten stump where the rainwater was.
In the daytime?
Certainly.
With his face to the stump?
Yes, least I reckon so.
Did he say anything?
I don't reckon he did, I don't know.
Aha! Talk about trying to cure warts with spunk water such a blame fool way as that. Why, that ain't a going to do any good. You got to go by yourself to the middle of the woods where you know there's a spunk water stump, and just as it's midnight, you back up against the stump and jam your hand in and say, barley corn, Injun meal shorts, spunk water, swallow these warts. And then walk away quick, 11 steps, with your eyes shut, and then turn around 3 times and walk home without speaking to anybody. Because if you speak, the charm's busted.
Well, that sounds like a good way, but that ain't the way Bob Tanner done.
No, sir. You can bet he didn't. Because he's the wartiest boy in this town, and he wouldn't have a wart on him if he'd knowed how to work spunk water. I've took off thousands of warts off my hands that way, Huck. I play with frogs so much that I've always got considerable many warts. Sometimes I take them off with a bean.
Yeah, bean's good. I've done that.
Have you? What's your way?
You take and split the bean and cut the wart so as to get some blood. And then you put the blood on one piece of the bean and take and dig a hole and bury it about midnight at the crossroads in the dark of the moon. And then you burn up the rest of the bean. You see, that piece that's got the blood on it will keep drawing and drawing, trying to fetch the other piece to it. And so that helps the blood to draw the wart, and pretty soon off she comes.
Yes, that's it, Huck.
That's it.
Though, when you're burying it, if you say, down bean, off wart, come no more to bother me, it's better. That's the way Joe Harper does, and he's been nearly to Coonville and most everywhere.
But say, how do you cure them with dead cats? Why, you take your cat and you go and get in the graveyard long about midnight, where somebody that was wicked has been buried. And when it's midnight, a devil will come, or maybe 2 or 3, but you can't see him. You can only hear something like the wind, or maybe hear him talk. And when they're taking that feller away, you heave your cat after him and say, devil follow corpse, cat follow devil, warts follow cat. I'm done with ye. That'll fetch any wart.
Sounds right. Did you ever try it, Huck?
No, but old Mother Hopkins told me.
Well, I reckon it's so, then, because they say she's a witch.
Say? Why, Tom, I know she is.
She witched Pap. Pap says so his own self. He came along one day, and he sees she was a-witching him. So he took up a rock, and if she hadn't dodged, he'd have got her. Well, that very night, he rolled off in a shed where he was a-laying drunk and broke his arm.
Wow, that's awful. How did he know she was a-witching him?